Today, I'm humble. And the reason why I'm humble is the fact that we have most of our young people who now they understand the issue as it relates to drawing the dichotomy between good and evil. I am touched by the move of our democracy that today we Liberians and young people of Liberia can decide to choose the way on the basis of understanding our constitutional responsibility. Having said these few words, we are approaching a very crucial time in our country. And in these times, it is important that the sensitization as it relates to the best way forward to be given on a daily basis to our young people. Because the reason why we continue to refer to the young people is the fact that the growth and development or the downfall of this country rests upon the shoulder of the young people. And so it was of no regret or mistake that some of us found ourselves in the class of the young people, young intelligent people of Grand Union specifically. October 10, 2017 is a day to decide the fate of this country. Whether we can allow this country to move forward or we can allow this country to transgress as it relates to violence or as it relates to bad leadership. I've been an affiliate member and I refer to them, even though it's not by constitution or it's not by net regulation, and I refer to them as the Mighty Congress for Democratic Change. Even when I was in exile in 2005 during the election, I pledged my moral support to the CDC. All because I felt, judging between good and evil, I felt that the CDC leadership was going to be the best alternative for the leadership of Liberia. Without knowing the nitty-gritty of the core value of leaders, I wish I was still a student. 2011, when I came from Ghana in 2008 and I met the political field on, I still joined the wagon. And on the basis of the, may not even see George Weah, the senator, but owing to the fact that he is an icon of this country in Africa and the world at large, without knowing the merits and the demerits that have to do with leadership ability, my ignorance continued my support. In 2011, specifically in November, before the second round, thanks be to God, I'm still alive. Having been the Almighty God mercy, by this time, Asika was going to be giving a speech on the bed and to the 6 feet or the great beyond, because we were all in the headquarters of the CDC at the time when they started firing. God allowed us to escape, even though we did not know the way we escaped, but at the end of the day, we found ourselves down Clay Street. Having graduated from the University of Liberia in 2015, it was enough for me to start recalculating. In 2012, as a student, I served as a chairperson of the Concerned Citizen of Grand Jury in terms of advocating for the release of our brothers in jail. In 2013, Ambassador Weah was appointed as the Peace Ambassador upon the resignation of the Peace Icon, Lehman Bowie. Even though Ambassador George Weah did not take into consideration the reason why she resigned, knowing an opposition political party is a government in waiting, and it is there to scrutinize the activities and the policy of government. While it is true that they are still waiting, but they are also there to provide a way forward for the citizen. In 2013, we wrote a letter to Ambassador Weah. He did not respond. Under the leadership of Arthur Tente, who is now in America. When Arthur Tente left, the Combe Virgin Augustine Jiro took over the mantle of authority as the chairperson. He wrote a letter concerning the same arrest of our brothers. He did not respond. When Augustine Jiro left, as chairperson of the Concerned Citizen of Grand Jury, I made it my duty to continue on the communication line that we started with. At the end of the day, Ambassador Weah told us that after his World Cup preparation, because the World Cup was in 2014 in Brazil, he was going to come back for us to continue to chat. Before his departure, there was a peace reconciliation program that was organized under the leadership of the Internal Affairs Minister Maurice Dupley. And it was at that program that the minister insulted the people of Grand Jury in the presence of Ambassador Weah, describing the people of Grand Jury as troublemakers and they are always classified as chicken roll. You know the scenario of chicken roll. We did not rest and we took it to a doorstep. Even though there were no official position statement from the ambassador, he left and went to Brazil. When he came back, there were numerous of communication and I withstood my ground. As the chairperson, I said, whether the intervention of Ambassador Weah or not, we still pursue. Because what we discuss is about Grand Jury. In late 2014, I made up my mind to deactivate my activities, to relinquish myself, to discommunicate myself from the CDC, and waiting for a better leadership. Having